An Israeli company is planning to transfer 10,000 tons of garbage every month from central Israel to a dump under construction near Nablus in the occupied West Bank. The government says the dump will also benefit Palestinians. Local residents and Israeli human rights groups say it is a violation of international law and a threat to natural resources. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At the Abu Shusha quarry near Nablus, different-sized white stones are routed up steep conveyor belts to machines where they are cleaned and cut before being shipped out to construction sites around the West Bank. At one edge of the quarry, Jewish settlers from the nearby settlement of Kidumim have turned a huge pit that has been quarried out into a garbage dump. Iyad Abu Shusha is one of the Palestinian owners of the quarry.
We can see here maybe 10 or 15,000 tons of garbage, Israeli garbage. They call it wet garbage, which is from the houses. The smell is terrible. There is some water here as well from the garbage, which is black.
Until now, the garbage dumped in the quarry has come exclusively from West Bank settlements. But if a plan currently being finalized is allowed to go ahead, that huge pile of garbage will grow dramatically every month. A company run by nearby Jewish settlers plans to load huge trailer trucks with garbage from central Israel and dump it into the quarry. The company stands to make a profit of millions of dollars each year, because taking the garbage to the West Bank would be far cheaper than disposing of it in Israel. Iyad's brother and partner, Ihab Abu Shusha, says he's most concerned that the garbage dump could endanger the aquifer that runs just a few meters beneath the quarry, supplying water to both the West Bank and Israel.
This water, the main water, is coming for us and all the villages around it and for Nablus. So I'm not talking now about myself, I'm talking about my kids, about my family, and all the people around here.
Israeli environmental experts confirm the aquifer could easily become polluted by the garbage, and they are preparing a lawsuit aimed at blocking the planned expansion of the dump. Beyond that, Israeli human rights groups say the dump is a clear violation of international law. Jessica Montel is the executive director of B'Tselem.
Any use of the occupied territories for the benefit of Israel, which is the occupying power, is prohibited under international humanitarian law. That certainly includes using the West Bank as a garbage dump for garbage from Tel Aviv.
In a written statement, the Israeli Civil Administration for the West Bank acknowledged the plan to bring garbage from central Israel to the quarry. The statement says the settlers are now preparing the site in accordance with Israeli environmental standards. Spokesman Adam Avidan said Israel plans to offer Palestinians use of the garbage dump as well. And he said any project that also benefits Palestinians does not violate international law. He said the dump is being built on state land not owned by the Abu Shusha brothers. Iyad Abu Shusha disputes that.
Even if it's done in a legal way or in the highest standard, it's my land. So it's not up to them. If I want to make it, I will make it. It's not up to them.
Abu Shusha says he has hired an Israeli lawyer and will fight the garbage dump project again in the Israeli courts. Meanwhile, he says, the mound of garbage grows higher every day. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.